We blew $50,000 on marketing, consultants, ads, you name it, and none of it worked. In this episode, I'm sharing why it didn't work so you can learn from our mistakes and not make the same ones yourself.
This episode is brought to you by SureTake. If you're looking for a podcast recording platform that doesn't lose recordings or charge you for features that you don't need, give SureTake a try. SureTake's entire focus is very simple, reliable recording. SureTake can even automatically notify your editor or studio once you've finished a new recording, so no more downloading and sending files manually. And with features like Last Question, which helps your guest avoid losing their train of thought, and adding editing timestamps while you record, SureTake has everything that you need and nothing you don't. Record your next episode on SureTake today for free, no credit card required. Visit SureTake.io. That is SureTake.io, or find the link in the show notes.
I recently had a conversation with a woman who runs a podcast for women who are battling cancer. She's doing really, really amazing work. And she told me that she was skeptical of me because I had originally sent her a cold email. That's how we got started talking, because she had worked with an agency before who promised her growth, and she paid them a lot of money. They seemed like good people. They were really trying. But she got zero noticeable growth. So when I come along and kind of start promising the same thing, of course she would be skeptical. So I'm prepping for our call together. This is before we actually talked. And one of the first things I see when I look at her podcast is the title, the artwork, the subtitle. None of it actually mentioned the word cancer, which is what she helps women with. This is what people would be typing into Apple or Spotify or wherever to find this type of content that could really change their lives and really help them. However, like I said, nothing in what you would see in your initial impression actually communicated this. So women who needed that and could really benefit from this type of help couldn't even see that that's what it was. So very difficult to discover. So these people, this agency that she worked with before, they say, you know, they take her money, they tell her, we're going to improve your podcast, we're going to grow, it's going to be amazing. Yet they don't address the basic stuff. It's bound not to grow in that case. They're happy to just take her money and promise growth. And then even it sounded like they were good people and they were confused when it wasn't working. But I come in and the first thing I see is just one of the fundamental things is a problem. Now, many companies and service providers are unfortunately like this. Whether it's intentional or not, I don't know. I don't think everyone is necessarily intending it to go that way or not caring or just realizing and not doing anything about it. It's just, it gets overlooked. They could just take your money and you'll crash and burn. And yeah, they may not mean for things to go that way, but they can. And that's what happened with us. So I've shared the East Coast Studio story before where the company exploded. We didn't even need to do any marketing. We had this period of explosive growth. We were booming. We got to the point where we wanted to grow more. And that's where we got stuck because I'm not really a business marketer guy. I didn't want to be. I just liked doing what I was doing. And it was cool that clients came and paid us for that, you know, made it nice and simple. So once we got to this point where we wanted to grow more, that sent us down a road of trying to figure out how. Business consultants, we were paying them, we were buying ads, marketing and branding agencies, cold email courses. We started a podcast. We started posting more on social media. We sponsored a couple of events. I tried to manifest it. Like, we tried everything. I questioned my entire existence at multiple points. So we spent, it's in the ballpark of $50,000 at this point. And I literally didn't see the business needle move at all. Okay, 50 grand, no results. So what's that all about? We would have been better just keeping the money or burning it even than trying anything at all. Literally anything that we tried. We should have just kept the money, pocketed it, and we would be $50,000 richer. Now, one positive side, if you want to look at this in that perspective, you know, be an optimist. Alex Hormozi talks about this a lot, that nothing is ever just a waste because everything is a lesson. So we had a big expensive lesson or a variety of lessons from this, which is good. I did learn along the way, but also for the $50,000 investment, I would have liked a little business growth as well. So I did get some lessons, and that's kind of what the focus of this episode is. Why didn't any of this work? It's because the business fundamentally was boring. It was just boring. Okay. It didn't speak to anyone. Nobody cared. And one of my biggest takeaways now, especially, is niching down just for the sake of it is bullshit advice. When you don't have an enemy, you don't have tension, you don't do anything else. You just niche. It's like I was boring in the broad category, and now I'm just boring in a different category. Everyone's going to come knocking on my door because I'm the person for them, that we're the provider for them. So we went into the health and wellness space. I had a lot of these clients already, so it wasn't a big shift there. It was just to look at who is our top sort of client now, and then shifting our marketing towards that. So we overhauled the website, the branding, everything about the company to go into the health and wellness podcast editing space. And I thought, this is going to be great, because exactly what I just said, anyone who's in health and wellness, they're going to see us and they're going to think, oh my God, I can't work with this other generic podcast company. I got to go with this one because they know everything about health and wellness. And that can work to an extent. It's not like it didn't help, but ultimately it wasn't really done right. And it was done with the impression that just by doing this, it's going to solve all of our problems. And the fact is that existing in a niche, purely existing, is boring. Our offer wasn't compelling. We were still coming across as a commodity. So all along this journey, you know, this fragmented journey, we'd connect with people who I thought, like, this is a great person for us to help. They are in this space. We can totally help them. And the problem was the fundamental issue was never resolved. And it just never really connected with these people when they actually had a call with us. You know, a lot of them I never even spoke to. It didn't perform like it was supposed to. So anyone we work with, you know, we could change our color, our fonts, make it the most perfect you've ever seen. We can have a new website. We can blow $1,000 a month on Meta ads. We can have a brand voice, but ultimately none of it mattered. It didn't do anything. That's because nobody helped us fix the fundamental issues. So I can't blame them. If I go to someone, and this relates back to the opening story, you know, this agency that didn't help this woman. If I ask someone for a nice website, it's their job to create a nice website. It's not their job necessarily to come in and give me a whole rundown and an audit of my business and say, well, before you get a website, you know, you should rethink all of your, like all everything you have. You need to fix it because there are a whole bunch of fundamental issues with your business. You know, it's not their job to stop me and say that's bad, or even your copy is boring, you know, or an ads, whatever. Like, they're just going to take our money and do what they do. And that's fair. That's what we hired them to do. But then we end up with a website nobody cares about that looks really nice. You know, cold email. That was another one. They took our money. They kind of glazed over our offer being weak, I felt. So that's, you know, maybe an issue on their end of just not being that great. But they just let us go. And I even had all these questions like, how is this offer really in line with, you know, their teaching? It needs to be compelling and that sort of thing. And I thought, ours isn't really like that. So I asked them and they say, oh, yeah, you know, go ahead, do it. So by that point, I was kind of learning, like, I don't think this actually could convert, you know. And again, it didn't. We just looked like a commodity. Side note here, our ads person that we worked with, a marketing consultant, whatever you want to call her, she ghosted us basically afterwards, because I think we were one of the only clients of hers that ever just got no results. Like, months and months of working together was just her telling us, test something else, test this. And it's normal for it to just go on for 6 months and you get jack from all the efforts. So yeah, you know, by the time our renewal came, we just never heard from her again. And I'm just, again, banging my head against the wall. Like, who do we pay for help? I've thought of everyone here. I don't know what else to do. We've spent all this money. Nothing is working. Everyone says that it will work. And we're not getting anywhere. But then I had another big realization that as an entrepreneur, I think part of it comes down to you. You're kind of expected to know everything. It's great to have good mentorship and great when you do find service providers or anyone else that you can work with that truly help. But my experience was I worked with all these so-called professionals, and I'm not even saying that they weren't. They seem very good at what they do. They did what we asked them. In most cases, you know, a couple of them I didn't feel performed very well, but nobody really gave me the answer. Like, I expected there would be one source out there that would come in and say, let's do this. We're going to do this. This is going to fix it. And boom, you're going to have clients. And that, at least at this point in life and in the business, that didn't exist. It came down to me to figure the stuff out. So yes, you can get assistance from other people, but ultimately there's a lot that you're just going to have to learn and understand, and nobody can really tell you. And even if you find someone that seems competent and can assist, results aren't guaranteed, you know, and you got to keep pouring out the money, and maybe it doesn't seem like it's working. And then you have your doubts about whether you should continue with them or keep going. And they might tell you that it's good, keep going, just stick with it. But you got to keep paying me at the same time. And it's tough when providers or whoever doesn't have real skin in the game for you. Like, they want to see you succeed, and maybe that would create more revenue for them. But I just think on a whole, from my experience, you know, when they aren't ultimately tied to the business, they're just going to suggest what they suggest. And if it doesn't work, you know, doesn't really affect them at the end of their day. They got the money from you. They'll go do it with someone else and get more money and help or not help. But ultimately, it's you who has to figure this out. That's my realization. That's what I realized for me. I got to learn. I got to figure out what's going on. There's no being lazy and I'll just go hire a marketing person and they know what they're doing, or what, you know, copywriting. I got to develop these skills. I need to at least be able to identify what is good copy, or what a good ad should look like, or how to understand the analytics and the results, those sorts of things, so that I'm not just giving someone money and hoping that they know what they're doing. I need to have some checks and balances in there myself, or be able to do this stuff on my own. And that's it as an entrepreneur. Maybe there's a flaw in my delegation abilities or ability to find great providers to work with. This is just my experience. And the knowledge is out there. It's just going to actually find it and learn it and understand it and get better at it. Just because you read about what great copy is doesn't mean you're going to be able to write it the next day. But I think a lot of that would help towards resolving this type of situation where you keep throwing money into the void, hoping something's going to be different, and nothing happens, you know, and you find yourself a couple years in and just nothing has happened, but you're broke or you've spent a lot of money and you got nothing from it. I've talked to a couple of people about this now too. I think I'm making some better connections at this point, but people who will be honest with you are great to have around as well. Even though maybe not everyone knows fully, if they have enough knowledge and competence that you trust their opinion, even if it's wrong, it's good to just hear honest takes from people. And I had this conversation recently about our website, our beautiful website that we paid all this money for, the colors, the branding, the nice design that looks like a doctor's office, is what I was told by a friend recently. It was lame. It was just lame. The colors, you know, even the expensive color palette was lame. The wording, it was just boring. Not stand out. Garbage. That's how I describe our website. I'm sad to say it, but you know, we had a nice, great, happy, clean website that literally looks like everything else on the internet. And when anyone came to it, that's exactly what they saw. Another boring website, another boring podcast production company. But oh, they're in a niche. They're in health and wellness. That's the important part. No, no. I'm also too honest, I think, and I just don't buy into hype. I don't like it. I hate being sold when people are trying to sell stuff to me. I really don't like it. I just want to kind of like know the facts and let myself make the decision. But that's another thing I've learned is people don't really respond to marketing like that. Like my style of just, you know, here's what it is. I don't really care. That doesn't really work. You got to actually sell, you know, or I don't know if I should even say like be dishonest, or it feels like that to me, like become a millionaire, start a podcast, you'll become a millionaire. All your wildest dreams are going to come true if you start podcasting today and just be consistent. And I see that crap, and it has views and people buy into it. And I don't know, maybe it's creating a bunch of millionaires, but I don't think so. But that is what seems to get people hyped and get income. And when I sit here and I'm just honest, like we do great work. Here's what it is. If you're in health and wellness and you have a podcast, you're going to get great results from us guaranteed every time. Oh, well, that's kind of boring. You know, a lot of people don't care about that kind of communication style. And so then I end up stuck between, well, do I throw away all my values and put on this persona or just be me? Is there a market out there for just being me? And, you know, as I discussed a few episodes back, I wasn't really being me. So that was another issue. And we're breaking down those walls now. But yeah, I'm there now, or I'm getting there. And I want to extrapolate that to the entire business, the website, everything that we do. So that will all be in progress. But what I really want to help people with now is this same thing. I'm not going to change. I'm not going to make promises that I can't keep, or, you know, that you're going to be rich in 6 months. But I can give an honest assessment of your entire podcast and somewhat about your business as well, and see where you might be leaking growth. That's super important. And I've had these conversations with people that come to me and say, I don't have many clients. I think podcasting would be a cool way to do it. Or I have a podcast and it's just not that big. Maybe I need an editor. And I will say, if I will be very truthful to them, like, I looked at your website and there's just a lot of issues here. You don't even have an ideal client. You don't have a single offer that makes sense. Podcasting is not what you need at this moment. Or, you know, it can all work in tandem, but I never want to be one of these providers that just says, all right, you're looking for clients. Cool. Well, pay us to do your podcast and, well, good luck with everything else. You know, the fact that your business is junk and in a year from now, you're going to be $10,000 more in debt and have nothing to show for it. And I played a role in that. That's not me. Okay. So I'm adding that to what I do, and I'm happy to talk about that. I want to be the person that gives you that advice that nobody else will tell you, even though it seems on the surface, maybe I'm just a commodity podcast producer. That's not the case. And if you don't get someone who is honest enough to tell you that type of stuff or put you on the right path when you're, you know, when it comes to your business, you're going to keep repeating the same cycle that we found ourselves in. Okay. So if this episode resonated with you and you feel like you've had that kind of struggle as well, you're trying to grow, trying to get more clients or some other goal, you know, the clients one is a big one for most of us. If you feel like that is you, but you've been experimenting, hiring different people, just not really sure how to make it work or how to get results, things just aren't quite working, book a podcast opportunity call with me, okay? That's what I'm here to do. I will give you the honest take on things. If it's something I can help with, we can talk about that. But at the very least, you can stop this cycle of running around blowing money on stuff that ultimately does nothing for you, okay? So the link for the podcast opportunity call is in the show notes. If you're up for a conversation, it's a no-pressure chat. As you already know, it's not a sales call. I don't do that kind of high-pressure stuff. It's not me. I only want to work together if we're a good fit. And there's no risk, no pressure to do a call like that. So hit the link in the show notes, book your podcast opportunity call. And I appreciate you spending some time here today. We'll catch you on the next one.